All right, here we are on a Thursday morning. We are, about 52 hours away from kickoff, 52 hours and 20 minutes, but who's counting? The Michigan-Michigan State game is this Saturday. A lot of excitement about this game to be played in East Lansing, and joining us right now, the founder of SpartanNation.com, Hondo Carpenter. Hondo, good morning.
Hey, buddy, we're 2 days, 4 hours, 41 minutes, and 50 seconds.
We're ready. This is going to be a big game. I'll tell you, that win for Michigan State at Penn State this past weekend, how big was that? And how much does that lift up these Spartans heading into this game?
You know what? That's a great question. After the loss to Northwestern, D'Antonio stepped to the podium and said, we should be 5-0. This is a team all year. All offseason talked about the playoff, the playoff, the playoff. They wanted to win the Big Ten and get to the playoff. And coaching cost them two losses. Now, they can certainly run the table and win the Big Ten East. Excuse me, I apologize. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you this, with two losses, they're not getting the playoff. And they had made some adjustments prior to Northwestern and then didn't use them. And it cost them the Northwestern game. And after that game, they were galvanized. They went, you saw they made a lot of changes. They went away from the power running game and went to the zone read game. And all of a sudden now, this team's back to where they were supposed to be. Now, last week they also did it with six starters out injured, but they still should have, you know, been winning with the way they played last week had they made those adjustments early. So they're back on track. They're going to get some guys back from injury, not even close to all of them, but some of them. And now they're back playing with the adjustments, and that's a bad news for Michigan.
Well, it is, because Michigan, although they've been getting, I think, just a little bit better every week, they are strong. But we'll see how they match up against Michigan State's run defense.
I agree. It's the number one defense in America as far as rush defense, and they're going to make those adjustments. Michigan is not going to run the ball down the throat of Michigan State. I will say this, Trace McSorley and Penn State, much better running team than Michigan. They couldn't do it. No one's been able to do it all year. I think this game for Michigan is going to be getting their quarterback, Shea Patterson, out in space and creating plays, throwing the ball.
What's the mood like for Spartan Nation heading into Saturday?
It's bedlam. Are you kidding me? Now, listen, I'm going to tell you this. Had they not made the adjustments at Penn State, yeah, it would have been gloomy.
Yep.
But they did. And you know what? Under Mark D'Antonio, this is a guy who's coming in here free and loose. This is their biggest game of the year. They don't hide it. I'll tell you a funny story. Michigan State's in the playoff, about to play Alabama. All the players are jacked. And one of the captains yells out to the team, about to play Alabama in the playoff, come on, boys, this is almost as big as Michigan.
That really puts it in perspective, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, this is, and I'm going to tell you, John Wengler, the great Michigan quarterback,
yep,
said on my radio show that he believes it hurts Michigan. They don't take this game as serious as Michigan State.
Yep.
And it does, because, you know, and let's be fair to Michigan. Ohio State has been their biggest rivalry, and prior to Mark D'Antonio, Michigan State hadn't made it a rival hardly since, you know, Duffy Doherty retired. So that's on Michigan State. But what's happened is now all of a sudden, you know, this is Michigan State's game. It's on their, all year, it's on their countdown clock. Every time they go to the restroom, every time they walk in the locker room, every time they walk in the building, countdown to Michigan, countdown to Michigan, countdown to Michigan. They know it, they see it. There is such an inbred anger, hatred, vile about Michigan in this game that it's just, for them, it's a culmination. And you know what's funny is if you're Michigan and you have more than one rival, you really can't do that.
Yeah.
And so when I hear people say, oh, Michigan doesn't take it serious, I say to them in fairness, how can they have that same level of vile for Michigan State? Because you can't get it up every week at that level.
Yeah.
It's humanly unsustainable. So, yeah, it is bedlam.
Yeah, I have.
You got time for a quick story?
Yeah, please.
I walked in the grocery store the other day, and there was this lady, probably 4'10", maybe 90 pounds, looked to be about 85 years old.
Yeah.
She yells literally across the place, Hondo, love your TV and radio show. And I'm like, thank you, man. And she said, are we going to beat those effers? Literally. She screamed at me, and everybody looked, and the girl cashier goes, yeah, are we? And I just thought, yeah, it's Michigan week.
So what's your answer? Is Michigan State going to win this game on Saturday?
You know what? Had they not made those changes at Penn State, I would have said absolutely not. But they have, and it's at home. I think home is the big difference here. I think Michigan State wins this game 20-17.
Whoa, all right. There, you heard it right there. We've got it on tape. We'll play it back on Monday and see if he was right. Hondo, great talking to you. I appreciate your time this morning.
Hey, and don't forget, 2 days, 4 hours, 36 minutes, and now 43 seconds. Thanks, buddy.
Can't wait. Take care. Bye-bye.